We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can stream us on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Coming up at 7:45, your chance to win Caps Rangers tickets, game three. That's the first home game for the Washington Capitals.
Mm-hmm. Friday night.
Can I give you a quick update on the weekend? Because I know you guys, we've been talking about it. So, big win for Maris. They advanced into the playoffs. Big. They won four straight cakes down the stretch.
Very good. It's a heater. Love it.
Big win over VMI. And mm-hmm. You got a lot of respect to VMI. That kind of used to be a perennial like down program. But mm-hmm. I think they found a way to win six or seven games this year. And whoever won was advancing to the playoffs. So props to them. I will say there's a lot of Northern Virginia folks that go to VMI. Quite a few came up to say hello.
I'd imagine.
I wasn't expecting it, to be honest with you, by any stretch.
Not just that far away.
It's like 2.5-3 hours away. But it makes sense you draw from this area, but I just wasn't expecting it, right? They kept coming up at different times. And I have to say this. I wish Drabby was here. One mother who listens, she's about our age, it looks like. Mm-hmm. She said her husband got her listening, and when everybody was kind of stuck at home, she just started watching us every day on the show.
Good.
You know, and she's addicted to the show.
We made her life better. That's all we did.
She actually said we saved her marriage.
Ooh, look at that.
We might have saved her marriage because her and her husband bond over the show.
Oh, interesting.
And here's the other thing she said. Valdez, I hope your ears are perking up. She called me the Richard Gere of the Junkies.
Oh, really? The Richard Gere of the Junks.
Now, I'm taking that as a compliment. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah. Richard Gere, super handsome dude.
But I'll take that
sure.
as a compliment.
Of course.
So, was he married to Julia Roberts?
In real life?
No, Richard that was Gere. The movie, right?
Yeah,
that
you're
was,
thinking Pretty
who
Woman.
Who was he married to, though? Somebody, Cindy Crawford. I knew he was married to somebody silly.
I think you're correct.
I'm not surprised.
There are also some weird rumors about Richard Gere and like, you know,
been, those
animals.
Rumors have been around for 30 years.
You know, I don't know. You could look up that.
If not longer. I know that rumor. That's a weird rumor.
And then I also want to give a shout out to my youngest daughter's 15-year-old team. They finished runner-up. They almost won. They were basically 2-3 points away from winning the entire thing there in Philadelphia. Finished runner-up out of, in their division, there were 72 teams, I think. They finished second.
Very good.
So they had a great showing. I raced from VMI to Philly to catch their matches on Sunday. I'm going to say this, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way. I could never go to VMI. God bless all those kids that have the courage and the nuts, because that place is just kind of stark. There's just like not a lot there. Frankly, this is my opinion. Eric Bickle, no one else's. It looks like a prison. I just don't know. It doesn't look like a place where you have fun.
Okay? Oh, I'm sure that's not.
and those guys all come out of there tough, I'm sure.
Yep. I mean, when Military Institute is part of your name,
it doesn't look like a fun
place. I'm
going
to guess it's not the funnest place. Yeah.
No.
It's not like going to Florida State.
Yeah, there's no keg parties.
Yeah, it's not like
honestly, I don't know what they're doing for fun.
You're not at Florida.
You
got
to have a certain mental makeup to tolerate
that. I'll be honest with you. So when the guys showed up early, like the guys were, you know, they got off their bus and they went in, they changed whatever, and they walk out to the fields. I was trying to find a latrine. I was trying to find a bathroom, and there were no bathrooms anywhere near. It was a friggin' hype, and there's all these guys in the camouflage and the back in it, and they all have these guns. Like, everyone's walking around with guns, and honestly, I don't even know if they're real guns, toy guns. I don't know what they are. I don't even know if they're loaded. I know nothing. Right? I couldn't know less. But all I know is I had to pee. I mean, we were having a tailgate. People had to pee. And I was afraid if I could pull my, my Jimmy Johnson out, they're going to snipe me from somewhere. You know, you got to go to the right place. So I walked, take this hike to the latrine, and I saw these poor kids. They were there for their early, 9 a.m. call or whatever, and they had to do their little exercises. I'm telling you.
Right.
There wasn't one of them. It had a smile.
Well, here's your list.
There wasn't one of them that looked like they were happy.
Here's your unofficial list of unfun schools.
Yeah.
We'll lead with VMI because you're talking about
it
now.
But I'm saying respect to them for going there.
Of course, of course. VMI, Navy, Army, Air Force Academy, Citadel, and I'll throw BYU in there because you can't party at BYU, allegedly. You can't drink caffeine. You can't do anything fun.
Right.
So that's my unofficial list.
No, those kids are all tough. I'm not disparaging it. No. I'm just saying one parent told me that they went into the bathroom and there were like 50 kids all just hanging out, hiding. They were essentially hiding.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't sound
well. There's
like
a cadet
a
program at Virginia Tech. I mean, it used to be a military school, but there's probably 2,000 or 3,000 cadets at Tech.
Yeah. I mean, we need them.
And we need them. Thank God.
God for every single one of them. Every single one of them is tougher than me.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. 100%.
Tougher than me mentally, physically, everything. I'm probably a little bit more handsome. It's called the Richard Gere of the junkies. Carrying that with me for a few days.
You've mentioned that at least 2 to 3 times now.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my
hopefully
weekend.
Hopefully you don't have the same alleged fetish as Richard Gere. We'll just leave it at that. Because that would be strange.
Right.
And we would joan. There would be a lot of joaning if you did that.
I really don't have any weird fetishes. I don't think.
Well, certainly not like that one.
No.
I wouldn't think.
Oh, man, I just Googled that.
News to you?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
This is news to you, Valdez?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, that rumor predates, obviously all social media. Why that was a rumor back in the 80s.
Why did he do that?
Well, we don't know that he did do that, but it was just...
Why did he allegedly do this?
Because
it might feel silly.
It might feel silly. They don't knock it.
When did that come out?
That rumor... I had to have been in the 80s.
It looks like it says it's a terrible 90s rumor.
90s, okay.
Doesn't mean it's not
he
true.
He hates that rumor. Yeah. He hates it.
Did you find out what the other guys were in the group? So she said you were the Richard Gere of the junkies. Did
no,
you
believe
say
me.
Jason
no,
Cakes
no,
or
he got
I was.
Compliment.
Yeah, I wasn't interested
he wasn't
in you guys.
Fishing for any others.
Yeah, I mean, after that. I wasn't trying to get a compliment for you.
How long did it take you to get from VMI to Philly? 4.5, 5 hours?
5 hours. And I didn't even mention this. So Jason always talks about 81, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
and
a disaster.
Certainly, I've been on 81 before.
Yeah,
but I don't think I've been on it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was when I went from VMI, I left the tailgate early because I wanted to get to Philly. I got to Philly, left at 3:00. I got there around 8:15. I was about an hour on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason always talks about these 18-wheeler trucks.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I mean they're 18-wheelers on 95, but I don't know. For some reason, it seems maybe because it's only
two lanes.
Maybe that's why it just seems a little more compressed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. The traffic was moving fine. No complaints on traffic from when I was going, but sure as s all of a sudden, out of nowhere, an 18-wheeler just started plowing into me. He just started changing lanes right into me. Mm-hmm. And I was in the left lane. I was in the passing lane.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of slowly passing everyone. And there's nowhere for me to go. So I just lay on my horn, slam on my brakes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to swerve. I still maintain poise.
Mm-hmm.
And by the grace of God, he heard my horn, and he slowly went back over. But he tried to take me out.
They do it all the time.
Tried to take me out.
Yeah,
I mean, and I'm telling you, it was a whisker. It was a lurch papa, you know, short hair from knocking me off the road.
They do it all the time.
That's how close they were.
They're awful drivers.
Like, he just drifted right over. It wasn't like it was, like, you know how somebody's, like, being kind of wimpy and saying, hey, don't get too close? No, he was changing lanes right into me.
Mm-hmm.
Almost pulling
you.
You're in
the no zone.
It's happened to me a bunch of times.
You got to avoid the no zone.
Which is?
There's a blind spot.
I was in his blind spot, but I was just passing. I was in a left lane. I wasn't expecting, you know.
Well,
he obviously wasn't
paying attention to you if you were, you know,
before
50 feet
that,
back.
Yeah, he wasn't because he wouldn't know. He obviously didn't really look because we all have blind spots, but you're able to kind of look a little extra to get past your blind. We know how to get around the blind spot. I have a blind spot.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Well, this is the worst part about those drivers, those truckers. All right. If they're in the right lane and they're going, and there's a trucker in front of them, they're going too slow, so they want to, you know, speed by them. Well, it takes them forever to bypass another truck.
Yeah.
Because they're just too heavy and big, they can't just get by them in 2 seconds like a regular car could. So especially when they are going up hills and they slow down, you could be behind those freaking trucks for 7 to 10 miles and they take forever to get back to the right lane. They should be fined every time they're in the left lane.
you have a lot of experience with it, obviously.
Oh, they're the worst drivers in the country.
When you always complain about 81, I always hear you talk about the nightmare drive.
It's a terrible road.
Okay. Is that because of the trucks or because of the traffic or both?
Well, it's mostly because of the trucks, but the trucks cause the traffic. Now, every once in a while, you'll get a slow driver in the left lane, too, that's just clueless, and they just don't understand. They need to get over the slower lane.
Right.
But the trucks are the reason that the traffic is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was my first experience, and frankly, I didn't understand what the big to-do was, and then all of a sudden the son bitch.
But there's also usually a billion accidents on 81. I've talked to people who have been sitting on 81 for 10 hours because of an accident.
Brutal.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bad road.
So 81 is where people, like, if your kid goes to JMU, Virginia Tech, obviously right. VMI,
Yeah, Radford goes all the way. I don't know how far it goes into Tennessee.
But that's
not
the road you drive to go to UVA. That's a different one. Right?
That's 64.
Yeah, 64 I've been on.
Yeah.
81 maybe only two or three times. I can't really remember.
You're lucky.
Well, this is a different note, but I was driving the ICC this morning, and I was doing my standard 65 to 70. That's my sweet spot. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the speed limit there is 60. So say I'm doing 68. A guy flew by me. I didn't even see him coming. Like I was driving in reverse. Like
right.
He blew by me at like 100.
A car, not a motorcycle.
Not a motorcycle, which is shocking because the motorcycle, you hear it. You're like, you hear it coming up on you. The car was silent, but it blew by me. Like I felt like I was like in a spaceship or watching a spaceship take off next to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I mean, if that dude takes all his eyes off the road for half a second, he's going to run me off the road in my little Hot Wheels car.
Right.
And I'm going to be dead.
Right.
And through no fault of my own. why are you driving 110 miles an hour at 4:45 in the morning? I guess because you can. Because there's nobody out
there. There's nobody
else
out there, yeah.
There's no police.
The guys,
no
yeah, but it just takes a deer.
Yeah, deer. If he hits a deer.
He's dead.
He's dead. Deer blown to a billion pieces. I swerve out of the way. I'm probably dead.
The guys with the biggest balls are those guys in the motorcycles that go 100 and they just weave in between the cars.
Yeah, I mean, that's
like
insanity.
It's pure insanity.
All right, we wanted to get into the Caps. We'll do it coming up in the next segment. They lose game one, only 21 shots against the Rangers, fall 4-1. I just went back and checked. Our poll of the day on Friday was whether the Caps would steal game one, which they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of the fans thought yes, they were going to steal game one. It was 59%. They were going to steal game one. Where's your confidence level now after game one? Look, all the home teams won in the Eastern Conference, so it wasn't just the Rangers winning a home game. And in the season series, which was 2-2, in the regular season, the Rangers won both home games, and the Caps won both home games. So, are you moved by what you saw or no big deal? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.